Al Jazeera Podcasts.
And we begin in Gaza, where it's been 200 days since Israel's war began. Airstrikes and artillery shelling continue across the Gaza Strip and in Gaza City. The neighbourhoods of Al-Shujia and Al-Zatoun, further south, Israeli gunboats targeted the city of Khan Yunis. Now, Gaza's civil defence team say that they recovered 283 bodies from mass graves on the grounds of the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Three separate graves were discovered in the southern city on Monday. Witnesses say that some of the victims were killed during the Israeli siege on the hospital. Many were found with their hands bound and appeared to have been shot execution style. The Israeli army has killed nearly 34,200 Palestinians since October the 7th. The Israeli military has destroyed or damaged most hospitals in Gaza. Only a few are able to offer limited medical assistance to the 2.3 million people under constant bombardment. Medical staff in Khan Yunis are trying to repair parts of the Al-Amal hospital that were severely damaged by repeated Israeli attacks and weeks-long siege. An Israeli drone strike has killed at least one person in southern Lebanon. The strike hit a vehicle in the town of Zahrani. Israeli media report that the target was a Hezbollah member. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have been exchanging daily fire across the border since October. Well, there's growing outrage over Israel's war on Gaza, and it sparked protests at major universities in the US. Students at Yale, Columbia and New York University have been holding sit-in protests on campus, defying demands to stop. More than 100 students have been arrested so far. And Togolese MPs have approved a controversial new constitution that could extend the Ganassambide dynasty's six-decade hold on power indefinitely. Supporters say it could turn Togo into a parliamentary democracy, but the opposition is calling for protests. Meanwhile, campaigning is underway ahead of legislative elections scheduled for April the 29th. Now, the UK's so-called Rwanda Bill has been passed by Parliament, a move welcomed by Kigali. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says that the first flights carrying asylum seekers to Rwanda will leave in 10 to 12 weeks, but it's caused huge wrangles within Parliament's upper chamber.
Coming up on The Take, a State Department panel made recommendations to sanction certain Israeli military units for rights abuses. Why did it take months for the U.S. to act? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.